Faith is not an act of merit by which one deserves forgiveness. It is an empty hand reached forth to receive the free gift which God offers to sinners through Jesus Christ. Our study of the Bible doctrine of regeneration is leading us along the way of blessing. Like turning a diamond and seeing the light flash in different colors from its angles, so our study of regeneration has magnified the grace of God manifest in the saving of sinners. But let us review for a moment. Regeneration refers to the state or condition of the person who has been born again, made anew by the saving grace of God through Jesus Christ. We're discovering five facts about the miracle of regeneration. 1. God is the author of regeneration. We're born of God when we're given life in Christ. 2. The Holy Spirit is the agent of regeneration. He effects the saving benefits of the atonement provided in Jesus Christ to the repenting and trusting sinner, so one is born of the Spirit. 3. The Word of God is the means of regeneration. The Holy Spirit uses the message of the Bible to convict men of sin and to call them to salvation in Christ. 4. The life of the risen Christ is the power of regeneration. To be saved means Jesus Christ lives in the person who trusts Him, so the believer is no longer living alone, but Christ is living the life of God in his physical body. And 5, faith in Jesus Christ is the instrument of regeneration. It is by personal trust in Jesus as Savior, transferring all confidence from every other person and thing, that one enters into the good that is provided in God's offer of salvation to the sinner. Now, let us pursue a further investigation of that final statement. Personal faith in Christ is the instrument or the way in which a sinner becomes one of the regenerate children of God. The place of faith in the experience of salvation is emphasized through all the New Testament. Here is a major theme in the Epistle of Paul to the Galatians, for instance. Typical statements are, God would justify the heathen through faith. They who are of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. The just shall live by faith. We might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. The Scripture has concluded all under sin that the promise by faith of Jesus Christ might be given to them that believe. For you are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. See, there can be no question but that the Apostle Paul taught by divine inspiration that salvation is by grace through faith. Hear the words of Paul as recorded in Romans chapter 1, verses 16 and 17. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. Again, listen to Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. You notice the two parts of salvation clearly set forth in that text? It is grace on God's part, in which He provides salvation. It is faith on man's part, by which he receives the salvation God freely provides. The words of Jesus are in perfect agreement with the words of the Apostle Paul. Jesus said, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. The words of Jesus are the more clearly understood when one remembers the historical circumstances to which they referred. Moses was leading the nation of Israel through the wilderness in their exodus from Egypt to their inheritance in Canaan. The people became discouraged in the desert and began to complain and accuse God. The Lord withdrew his protection from them, and poisonous serpents bit the people with fatal results. Scores were dying and others were facing death. They cried to Moses, and Moses prayed to God. The Lord instructed Moses to take brass which is a symbol of judgment, fashion the likeness of one of the serpents, and place it on a pole so people could see it from all over the camp. It came to pass that any person who looked to that serpent of brass, having been bitten by one of the poisonous serpents, was healed of the poison and would not die. Now, what did the ancient Israelite have to do to escape death by the bite of the fiery serpent? He had to look to the provision God had made. He did not have to perform rituals or say prayers or do deeds of penance. He looked, believing God's promise to protect the one who looked. He looked and was healed. Jesus said that's the way one is born again, regenerated, receives eternal life. It is by the look of faith to the one whom God has provided as the way to escape eternal hell. It's on man's part. It is faith first and faith last and faith all the way between. The Apostle John wrote of Jesus, He was in the world, and the world was made by Him, and the world knew Him not. He came to His own, and His own received Him not. But as many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. What a privilege to become a child of God Himself. But how does one become a child of God? He must receive Jesus Christ. But how does one receive Jesus Christ? He receives Christ by believing on His name. So we're back to the idea of salvation by grace on God's part and by faith on man's part. And what is faith? Some think of faith as agreement with doctrine. If one believes the teaching of the Christian religion, he's said to have faith. No, not so. Others think of faith as mental consent. One who believes there is a God somewhere is said to have faith. That's not the Bible concept. In the Bible, faith means more than belief. It means belief plus trust, commitment, reliance. Faith means surrender in confident dependence on God. Faith is not an act of merit by which one deserves forgiveness. It is an empty hand reached forth to receive the free gift which God offers to sinners through Jesus Christ. It is by such faith that one becomes one of the regenerate. And that, briefly stated, is the Bible teaching on the subject of regeneration. Regeneration is a change in the spirit of man, effected by the Spirit of God through the Word of God, because of the atonement in the death and power in the life of the risen Christ, received through faith in God who has promised salvation to those who repent and trust Him. It is an instantaneous and permanent change in which the life of God is lived in the trusting person by the indwelling of Christ in the person of His Holy Spirit. Regeneration is new birth, new character, new life, and it is available today to each one who will turn from sin to God in forgiveness. Father, we pray Your blessings upon this study. We ask first that You would be pleased to use it to encourage the hearts of those who are trusting Jesus as personal Savior by showing them what has happened in their salvation. And we ask, second, that You will use these truths to stir up others to come to Christ in repentance and faith and enter into the life of the regenerate today. For Jesus' sake, amen.